This episode of Therapy Insiders is brought to you by WebPT, the ultimate EMR for physical therapists. Give them a call at 866-221-1870 for a free demo. Check them out on the web at webpt.com/podcast. And if you're interested in business, we talk about plenty of business on this podcast. You definitely want to check out ascend2015.com, the ultimate rehab therapy business summit. It's going to have some of the biggest, best, brightest names in the field. I'll be there. You definitely want to be there. Check it out. Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders. I'm Dr. Gene Shirakabrad here with Dr. Joe Palmer. Dr. Erson Religioso is once again out and about on vacation, spending some time with his family. So hope you're enjoying the pool, Urs. But you know what they say, sometimes you lose one, you gain one, just like last episode. So how you doing today, Joe?
Doing well, Gene.
So last week, Joe, we talked with Jamie Schreier, and we had, I think, a really fired up business episode. I mean, I'm still fired up.
It's been a fun conversation.
Yeah, it's been a week, and I'm still ready to go. We've had a lot of Twitter conversation about it. A lot of people felt the passion. A lot of people were interested in that kind of entrepreneur program that we talked about for DPT students or just entrepreneurially minded new grads or PTs in general. So, you know, we've had on this show, Joe, we've had some really cool guests, right? We've had some really successful business people. We've had some really forward-thinking individuals. We've had some celebrities like Stefania Bell, but we have never, ever had a president.
No presidents. We haven't had any presidents. You're correct.
No presidents. I think it's about time we change that. What do you say?
Did you get a Bush or a Clinton?
They are yet to get back to me, but it's going to happen. But I think we have someone even better than them.
Really?
Yes. Believe it or not, we have the president or the new president of the APTA, Sharon Dunn, on the show today. Can you believe that?
I can, only because I was just talking to her. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Joe. And you got a cross between a Bush and a Clinton, because Clinton's from Arkansas, Bush is from Texas, and I'm right in between them in Louisiana.
There you go.
Best of both worlds.
See? Tying it all together.
So welcome to the show, Sharon. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being stooping down from your presidential palace and hanging out with our with us just peasants and average folk.
I wouldn't say that I'm stooping down. I'm quite honored to be interviewed by the Therapy Insiders. You guys do a great job of parceling information and getting the right people on your show to share excitement about physical therapy. So thank you.
Well,
thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. You got that presidential thing down. I mean, I already feel good about myself, and we just it's been less than 30 seconds of her talking. I'll vote for you.
That's the Bill Clinton side of me.
You got my vote. I don't care if you're president already. I'm voting again. So how's the life of president? How's it going for you?
Life of president was great for 2 weeks, and then I recognize that the role requires quite a bit of time management. So I'm getting used to the volume of email, and I'm finding ways to compartmentalize my day job, which is academic at LSU Health Sciences Center, and my APTA job. And it's fantastic. What's so fantastic about it is that I'm surrounded by people who support the work, both at LSU and at APTA, amazing board colleagues and amazing staff at APTA. So I feel fortified by all the help and support that I've gotten.
Speaking about being fortified, let me ask you an important question. When you're at LSU and away from APTA, do they provide Secret Service like Secret Service APTA agents?
My students think they're Secret Service. They try to get me out like they normally would, and the response is, okay, no cameras, no Facebook, no social media, but I'll come out and play with you tonight. So they've been good to take care of me.
I'm kind of picturing them walking around with holsters with unused ultrasound heads that nobody uses anymore, just holstered in there, and if somebody comes too close,
yeah. Yeah.
That's just me.
Do they call you Madam President?
They have a time or two, and it's in the full respectful way that you might imagine. It's full of sarcasm.
I can't imagine anything else. It's...
My dean has already told me, Dr. Joe McCullough, who's also a physical therapist, has already told me that I may be the president at APTA, but I'm not the president at LSU. So
not yet, sure at least.
Make sure I understand my place.
Setting clear boundaries.
Yes.
Well, you know the thing about boundaries, they're meant to be broken. So not that we've established that you have a horde of students protecting you with ultrasound heads and that you're getting ready to really take on the presidential role, what do you foresee some of the things that you really want to tackle in the APTA to drive the profession forward?
There's certainly a lot of work to do. So one of the most important things that a president, I think, needs to do is prioritize so we get the most bang for the buck of our resources that we have available to us. So we have a bold new vision that could take us anywhere, quite frankly, transforming society by optimizing movement to improve the human experience. But I think one of the most important things we need to do is align our resources instead of trying to be all things to all people. We need to square up our partnerships internally and externally so that we have some alignment towards that bold new vision. So our partnerships, both our internal partnerships with our components, that means chapters and sections and councils and student assembly, are all so critical to us because we have scale through these partnerships. So if we effectively manage and invest in these partnerships, I think we can be a lot more efficient in the work that we do. So partnerships internally to me is important, and external partnerships are going to be key for us to have scale for the things that we need to do as healthcare reform continues to evolve. Silo practice and silo professions are important for certain demographics, but for healthcare reform moving towards team-based care, we need to demonstrate what kind of teammate we can be so that we can transform society. I think we're one of the best-kept secrets in healthcare, and there are places for us to insert ourselves on the front end of particular episodes of care. We're beginning to get some data to justify that can really save downstream cost. So we're a great solution as healthcare reform continues to evolve. So
I don't think
partnerships and alignment are very important.
I don't think anybody questions that in terms of us, right? We are very aware of the value that we bring to the healthcare community. We, as in physical therapists and our kind of niche community, PTAs and students and such. And you're sounding very much as a business person, right? Some of the terminology that you're using, scaling, strategic partnerships. I mean, you're aligning yourself in a business perspective, which is great. We talk about business a lot, and I think you have to have a business mentality to grow as a business, because the APTA is a business, and it's our governing body, which every other medical profession has a really strong core governing body. And my question is, as a governing body, how do you entice people to join when it's, you know, it's hard as a government to say that, regardless of what kind of government you are, is that we're doing this for you. But still, there is, I know a lot of people question the transparency of where the funds are going. What are you doing with that money? How do you build that trust to get more people so that we're not just preaching to the choir, which is us? We know how good we are. How do we preach to a bigger audience? How do we gain that audience?
I think communications are key. You touched on it. We preach to ourselves. We actually just did a communications audit, and one of the findings of the audit is that we essentially yell at our members and don't talk to anybody else. So we have to get a lot better at communicating, and half of communication is listening, and I think APTA could do a lot better job of listening. As before we started this podcast, you and I talked about me being a lurker on social media. That's how I learn, and I think APTA is learning about our communications right now and how more effectively to hear what members and prospective members want from their professional organization. Once we not just listen to be able to respond, but listen to really take in the information, I think we can build an association that truly demonstrates value to those who are members and those who are prospective members. And value is such a catchphrase, catchword in this day and age. But people have to see their return on investment these days because there's so many things to invest in. And information is not a commodity anymore. Information is available all over the place. How you package that information and move it from the association to a member or prospective member allows them to see what APTA is doing for them, what APTA could do if we had more members. For instance, my most important value of APTA membership has been the network that I've been able to create. And you mentioned that I sound like a business person, and I am in my day job an academic administrator, but I had a small private practice ownership for 4 years. And the only way I was able to create that and sustain it, and I recently sold my interest back to my business partner, was through the contacts that I made through APTA. Friends who I met networking in APTA who had their own physical therapy businesses, I was able to contact them to say, hey, what electronic medical record system do you use? Which ones are user-friendly? Which ones are clunky? Which ones cost XYZ? And then from there, anything I needed to know about a practice was at my fingertips. I just had to text or call somebody. That's the huge value that APTA membership affords you. But the other resources that we have at your fingertips on the web, and that's another area of improvement that we have to make. But our website is an information and resource repository. Difficult because there might be 6 or 12 clicks that you have to get to the information you're looking for, but you can find anything through APTA resources to help you in your practice and help you in your business. So the value of membership has to be expressed, and the only way to do that is through listening better.
I absolutely agree with that, Sharon. There is a lot of good stuff on APTA website, and albeit hard to find, but it is very good, and I do frequent that for information. You talked about value, and I define that as giving more quality than you ask for in payment. So that to me defines value, and so. How do we show our value from a profession standpoint? Gene's saying that we as APTA members, we feel like we're providing that value. But you're talking about external partnerships. You're talking about making other organizations see the value and use PT First or use PT More. I think that is what you're hinting at with these collaborations. How do you see that happening in the future?
So, one collaborations external to us. One area that the healthcare reform rush to value is creating as far as an opportunity is practicing at the top of your license. There's barriers to access are dropping because the physician at gatekeeper as gatekeeper of health delivery services is dropping because the cost of that are so exorbitant. So as you've watched physician assistants and nurse practitioners have increased responsibilities in delivering primary care, I see, particularly in rural America, that we could be a great teammate to those clinicians because they are taking care of sick people, and people with movement impairment and pain, they really are at a loss, and they want to get them to the right healthcare provider. So we could be a great partner to primary care practitioners, whether it be family practice, primary care physicians, nurse practitioners, or PAs. So what could we offer? Right now, we have on our website, Find a PT. So in a partnership with the Nurse Practitioner Association, for instance, we could go in, show them how to navigate our website to find a PT in rural USA anywhere so that they could identify PTs in their community who could help them manage this new population that they're having opportunities to manage. And they need partners. And we need their expertise as well, because we can manage the movement impairment and be the team leader where that's concerned. But we also treat patients with chronic medical conditions that at this point in time are beyond our scope. So we also need a good teammate in areas that can manage the medical conditions. So co-managing patients will be huge, and I think we're ripe for those kind of partnerships. The other thing that we're not very good as physical therapists at doing is tooting our own horn. We come from a very humble, professional humility point of view, and when people...
I toot that horn all the time.
Toot, toot. I'm glad you toot. Most of us need to do better at that. But patients can be some of our greatest advocates, and APTA right now is trying to collect patient stories so that we can use them. Because once a person has experienced a high quality, high value physical therapy experience, they're our best advocates for referring their friends and family. You have those patients that say, oh, you must go to Gene, or you got to go see Joe because he helped me get over XYZ. So we can take those patient stories and use them to do our direct to consumer marketing, because it's not going to be sit in your clinic and wait for a physician referral anymore. It's going to be go direct to consumer, and every patient encounter can be your best advertisement or your worst advertisement.
So the question becomes, is those absolutely great ideas, and you know, it's again coming back to business, it's B2C or B2B, B2C business to consumer or B2B business to business. So B2B is what has been the traditional way. It's been us, the business, PT, going to business, which is the physician, to get the referral. Now with cash PT and different creative models coming up, and social media, marketing and all that stuff, it's been more B2C, like you say. So the question becomes, or the concern becomes, yes, the APTA is our biggest entity. It's got the most resources. How, it's not that you're getting the testimonials, which is great. It's how do you get everyday people to actually see them? How do you channel to you, to that hub? What will entice the population, and what will entice PTs that are members, and more importantly, non-members, to drive that traffic without, yeah, the website needs an update, it needs to simplify, but what is in the future in the pipeline for innovation? I think that's the big thing that me and I know a lot of listeners are probably wondering, is how will the APTA innovate, be the leader of innovation for our profession instead of just a governing body?
And leader for innovation in so many areas. So I hear you. And So leader in innovation in communications and resources that clinicians can use to go straight to the consumer. So what opportunities do we have to build that? That would be in terms of video packaging and messaging to where a member could take it directly off of our website and use it in their communities. That would be one method to do it. And the money to do pure advertising in local markets is an astronomical resource ask. So a lot of consumers are relying on web-based and social media-based and word-of-mouth-based information. I think of the baby boomer generation. They are some of the most savvy consumers of their healthcare that I've ever seen come through. They're not relying on one healthcare provider to tell them about another healthcare provider. They're going to their resources, which are internet-based and social media-based. So we have to have better web packaging.
Well, let me ask you this, or let me give you an idea. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
You, obviously you and, I mean, the APTA, you have a lot of members, not as many as you want, but a lot of members, right? So governing bodies and agencies usually have leverage for negotiation with companies, USAA, the federal bank, things like that. The more members you have, the more you can make strategic partnerships like you mentioned. So what if, let's say, part of your APT membership, we're talking about value like Joe was bringing up, from that dues, you know, again, a little bit, this goes into a little bit more transparency. Let's say because we have thousands of members, how many members do we have for the
90? We have 91,800 members right now.
Okay. So let's say you contact certain social media marketing companies. We're actually going to have one on the podcast next week with Anna Hendricks. Let's say you contact whoever and you say, listen, we have 90,000 members. We want our members, we want our private practice members or whoever to be better social media marketers or be involved in social media. Can we create a strategic partnership with you that if they go through us to you, they get a discount and kind of work something out? Do you know what I mean? Like leverage what we have to yes. make these partnerships.
And we do. We do have programs like that. So social media would be another area for us to explore. Right now we have that kind of partnership with HPSO, our liability insurance partner. Because we have the 90,000 members, we have a partnership with them where APTA members get discounted rates. So certainly we could increase our scope of what kind of partners we look for. So put me in touch with those people, it'd be great.
This episode of Therapy Insiders is sponsored by WebPT, as we mentioned, the ultimate EMR for physical therapists. But what makes them the ultimate EMR, I'm sure you're wondering? I decided to ask Anne, a longtime user of WebPT. Here's what she had to say.
I really like the fact that I can send my notes right through WebPT. I can fax them to physicians so that they can see the plan of care and sign it and send it back. My logo is on everything that I send out and it's all legible. So it really saves me a lot of time in the end because I don't have calls back from either insurance companies or attorneys if it's, you know, a car accident, things like that, asking me to interpret my handwriting on anything.
WebPT, the ultimate EMR for physical therapists, because it's more than just notes. Check them out at 866-221-1870 for a free demo or webpt.com/podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Think in terms of our communications and partnerships through that venue.
Yeah, but that's just one avenue. But there's so many, like you said, with the website, with so many awesome content creation people and companies that we have, not just in PT, but in medicine, in health in general, or social media or anything.
Yeah.
You know, if you can make those partnerships with them, that saying that if you supply this or this to the APTA, they'll get, you know, a small fraction, that it doesn't, obviously doesn't bankrupt you. So it's, I know it's a numbers game, and you have to make sure that you're still a thriving business and company, but, you know, that'll drive more attention to you. And these people that either teach courses or create content get huge amounts of audience, and that can drive new people to you. And I think the ROI will justify whatever you decide on in terms of contracts and then and deals with such entities.
Right.
So now that we've talked business and outlining everything, I was really curious about with the APTA kind of growing, I hope, every year, how do you help state level APTA organizations thrive and grow and really bring in members? Because I feel like that's probably the lifeline, is the smaller statewide programs.
It is the lifeline, and it is actually where practice meets the public, and the frontline clinicians are where the rubber meets the road, if you will, on what we're doing professionally to move the profession ahead. And a lot of people get their connection to APTA through their local chapters. So we, and because we're a federated organization, meaning you have to be a member of the APTA to be a member of a state chapter, that maintains the strength and our ability to hopefully get better at leveraging that relationship. So to get better at leveraging that relationship, the relationship needs to be strong. So chapters need to feel like they can rely on APTA, so they're not recreating the wheel, and APTA can rely on chapters to share the information back and forth. I don't see APTA as a pyramid, if you will, that national is on top and everything filters down. I see APTA as a hub and our chapters and sections as the spokes that are interacting where the rubber meets the road. So there needs to be a very facile exchange of information. We need to be able to get intel from our chapters about what's happening in regional and local markets and be able to make hay of that through big data to see where trends are and then be responsive to those trends. And that's only going to happen as we strengthen these partnerships.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. Absolutely. And I think the more you empower the local chapters and set the example of, you know, we're being innovative, so you have the freedom to do that as well and help them grow. And it's, you know, we keep coming back to the word, and it's value. You know, when I get my renewal sheet and I see the price, you know, that's what I look at. It's like, oh man, I forgot I got to pay the $400 again, and I'm have to go through my mind and kind of remind myself what the value is. And you know, that's me being honest. It's regardless how much money you make, it's still a good chunk of money, and especially if you're a new grad just coming out and you get that first student loan bill, which just kind of makes you cry on the inside a little bit. And by the way, student listeners and new grad DPTs, that little crying on the inside does not go away. little bit of sadness on the inside every time, right, Joe?
Well, that's why you got to work for a reputable organization that's going to pay your membership dues for you, Gene.
Oh, do you know such an organization?
I happen to own Active Life and Sports, which is an organization that'll do that for you.
All right, shameless plug, but we'll take it.
That is awesome, and thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
It is important. It's an important thing for not only individuals but companies, and I think that it can run top down. I mean, if you make it a priority that your employees are members and are active, then PTs will feed off of that as well.
And again, it comes back to numbers. The more numbers we have, the more leverage we have, and the more the better ability you have to leverage those numbers and create these partnerships and eventually help the PTs. Since you've been so open to suggestions and us completely revamping the entire APTA in the span of a 30-minute conversation, let me just throw another one out there. When we get that letter for membership and renewal, how about stating more clearly the benefits of what we're getting and the value of being a member? And I know there's some things in there, but I feel like the numbers, the cost is more out there versus what I'm getting for that cost. You know what I mean? If I saw in bigger letters what this will do, how this will help the profession, how it will help me, what I can get out of it, and then the number somewhere at the bottom, I'll be more inclined to. And I think you do a great thing. I think the payment thing, breaking it down into payments, is really smart. I think it helps kind of ease the blow is great. But changing it instead of from a sign up to, you know, just give us your money to, this is what you're getting. Oh, by the way, this is what it costs. That's it.
We have, and that's a great suggestion. The challenge with that is, as we've surveyed our members about where they identify their most important value of membership, it's all over the map. Some people really like getting a print journal. Some people like access to the members-only sections of the website. Some people like the discounts to the meetings. So I would love to know what you value most from your APTA membership. And then do we use push information? Is there a way that we can use computer? And I know there is a way, because I know Facebook does this. They know everything you click on, so they know what you like about your Facebook experience.
Absolutely.
So they begin to push you towards things that they know you like. So there is a way to use data to make an experience more unique.
Oh, absolutely. So, every single company, and it's trickled down to small business. So I have a company me and my partner, we create a device for neck pain relief, for posture and sitting, things like that. And we do the marketing. So we've done a lot of research. We've talked to a lot of people, and that's what it is. It's tracking. It's, you know, it's A to B testing, essentially. And Facebook does it. Pretty much any social media company does it. A lot of other SaaS companies do it, and you track to see what works, what gets the best clicks. I mean, there's things, heat maps, where it actually shows, like in red, green, you know, blue, where the mouse goes on the screen to show where the people's attention is drawn. So you could very easily set that up and create a membership testing for A to B testing and send it out to, you know, half the members, send it out to other half of members, and see who clicks, who responds, have a little survey. There's definitely a lot of avenues, a lot of ways to figure out the best way.
Yeah, so there are very many tools that we could use to make each member experience more valuable to each member. And so this is something that our new CEO, Michael Bowers, is very interested in, is more data-based decision-making on not only communications but member experience. So I don't know if you'll see it next year in your request for renewal of your membership, but it is something we're looking at.
All right, fair enough. So as you grow into the profession, as you take on the role of president, what are you really looking forward to accomplishing and doing?
I really enjoy the place we are professionally right now, because there's so many opportunities. And you hear people talk right now about the multitude of challenges that they have. And it's true. We've never been so compressed by regulatory expectations as we are right now. But as healthcare delivery transitions in this country, I'm excited about the opportunities that presents to put us at the front of many types of episodes of care as a huge cost savings and downstream cost. I'm excited about opportunities for PTs to get out of the four walls of a clinic and go consult and manage movement impairment where people live, work, and play. I'm excited about companies beginning to own their healthcare and not relying on third parties anymore because of that, the inherent cost of having that third party there. Facebook has their own healthcare entity. I just was made aware of that the other day.
And Intel. So, that was a big article at the Harvard Business Review that was passed around.
So those are great opportunities for us to get ahead of all the costs associated with imaging and surgery and narcotics. And I think we're at a very exciting time professionally if we will become a little more risk tolerant and use our data to benchmark and enhance our practices, but also to sell what we're able to save industry and what we're able to save to the healthcare delivery systems. There are PTs who are change agents all over the country, and we talked about Nicole Stout earlier being a great scientist.
All right, so you brought up Nicole. Let's just get it out there.
Her perspective surveillance research is a game changer, because if you can use data to show how you can intervene and prevent long-term sequelae, then you can make a huge difference. So
before we talk about how awesome Nicole is, which she is. So Nicole, if you're listening and your ears are burning, you're awesome. We know it. You know it. Moving on. We're talking about at Nicole Stout PT on Twitter, or as you might know her. So Nicole threw out the first shot at you on Twitter. Her question is, she told me, ask her where she got that fine suit, smiley face.
And I should have thought about this a little bit more. I didn't have time to think about it. As a candidate for president or as president, there is a lot of advice thrown at you. And some advice you can take and some advice you can leave. But as far as dress and professional appearance, I'm always happy to take advice. So I got that fine suit from a Talbots, and it was quite the experience, because I got a lot of suits at Talbots, and we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. I just advertise for Talbots, but it's a good place to shop.
Isn't that where you shop, Joe?
I might now.
I don't think they have clothes for men at Talbots.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Sorry. Never been in one.
Take your wife. She'll love it.
All right. So Nicole is very concerned about your suiting options, which...
Well, Nicole has also been concerned about my shoe options as well. I cannot wear shoes like Nicole because I need standby assist when I try to walk in them.
Well, you know, you gotta look the part to play the part. That's how it goes.
There are moderate heel height shoes that I can walk quite functionally in, but I can't go over 2.5-3 inches. And Nicole, and I'll tell you this about my friend Nicole, has adaptive shortening of her gastroc soleus because that's her functional position of her ankle.
Oh, I'll believe it. I saw her at the APTNX conference, and she was doing some of the interviewing, some of the media stuff. And I'm actually not quite sure how human beings can walk around in what she was walking around in. I didn't think it was actually physically possible to do that. But
it's not physically possible for her to walk in flats now.
I believe it. So, Nicole, there you go. Now you know where she got that suit from. And for the love of God, wear some flat shoes.
No, get some ankle dorsiflexion before you go into your flat.
There you go. Get some ankle dorsiflexion. Find a PT. All right, Joe, as a business owner, do you have any questions, anything you want to bring up to El Presidente?
I think that she hit on it a little bit ago. I think that we are positioned in a really great spot as a profession, but I think the challenge is to maintain our level of compensation and payment as we enter this new realm of change, because I think that the other option is that we're doing more work for less, and I feel that I think that could just as easily happen in this kind of growing and evolving healthcare market. So I want to make sure that we maintain our value.
Healthcare spending has a pie, and if healthcare spending is this pie that quite frankly our spending 17% of our gross domestic product is not sustainable in this country, but whatever pie comes out of healthcare reform, if we're a bigger piece of the pie, the other parts of the pie shrink as far as costs go. And when we can use data to show that a PT on the front end, as Julie Fritz has done with her recent work, a PT on the front end of low back pain saves $2,000 to $4,000 per episode of care of back pain, well, we should be compensated for that. Not more for less, but more for more.
Yeah.
And
right. And that was a great article.
I feel your pain, and that's the ultimate hope for payment reform, that we're actually able to be compensated for the critical thinking of the physical therapist and not what we do with our hands, because that doing more for less is unsustainable. We can't continue down a volume-based, procedure-based route and expect anything different than continued compression, because all that shows is growth without demonstrating what our outcomes are for that growth. So I hear you, Joe, and that's the goal.
Amen. All right.
And I think that's the true value of the APTA, is to be, you said, I think you, the phrase was risk aversion or something along those, risk tolerance.
We are risk averse, but we need to be more risk tolerant.
Exactly. And
to be able to win.
You need to be the catalyst of innovation and change of the profession to show everyone else that if we're doing it, it's okay for you to do it as well. Because like you said, PTs are very conservative, very passive in a lot of ways, even though we have this boiling amount of potential ready to explode. It's just we have little pockets of very successful people, very driven, motivated, entrepreneurial, good business sense people, but that's not enough. You know, you need a big entity, you need our governing body to be that driving force, that leader in innovation, to show that yes, we can do telehealth, yes, we can do cash-based PT, yes, we can get into tech. That's our value. Like you said, it's not the value of just being hands-on, it's the value of our thought process, it's the value of what we can do for a large audience and do it well.
Amen. We're speaking the same language, and that's what excites me the most about being president, is having the opportunity to share and push a little bit and get us out of our comfort zone, because right now is the time that we need to act so that the public sees what we can truly contribute to their mobility needs, to their movement impairment, and to their overall health. So we are still very important to rehabilitation in the sick and rehab care model. But there's so much that we can offer to the well population in keeping them moving and healthy. And that's, I think, an untapped market for us.
Exactly. So our hashtag Project PT this week for our listeners, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know whether you're a member or not a member. What can the PTA do, APTA do, to bring innovation to our field? Non-members, let us know, what will it take for you to be members? What does the APTA have to do for you to join the organization. And APTA members, let us know what needs to be done for you to stay members, to stay happy members, to show that value. And Sharon, work if they want to reach out and either tweet at you or send you an email, where can they find you?
Love it. I love it, Gene. I love those questions that you ask. They can find me at Sharon Dunn, SHARONDUNN, at APTA.org, or they can find me on Twitter at Dunn, S Dunn, and the number 2.
Dunn. Get it? Dunn.
Dunn. D-U-N-N, not D-O-N-E.
Dunn. Get her done. Had to do it. I had to do it.
You did.
I had to do it. I couldn't help myself.
It is blue-collar comedy, right? And
yes.
I'm a little bit of a redneck, and that's okay. Simple is the new sophisticated.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. All right. So, Sharon, thanks so much for joining us. By the way, this entire podcast, I don't know about you, Joe, but I've had the presidential music playing in my head as we were talking to you. I just couldn't get it out of my head.
Are we going to send her out with that?
Absolutely. I'm going to put that music in, not for my head.
I think we should.
Should I stand up in my living room and march around?
Please, and do like a princess queen wave too.
Okay.
I'm picturing it all. I don't know. I'm getting blurred.
I'll do it.
My government agencies between Britain and the U.S. for some reason is getting all mixed up. All right. So thanks so much again for joining us. Joe, any closing final thoughts?
No, I thought we discussed a lot. I'm excited to see what the future holds for the APTA. Sharon, good luck. I think you've got the vision, and I think you got the passion to carry it out. So,
thank you,
good
Joe.
Luck
and the right mindset.
We need
mindset.
Everybody. So y'all keep me in line. Stay in touch because I do like to listen and learn. So thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for joining us. It's been great. Great amount of information. And Nicole, thanks for joining in and giving fashion advice as well. So if you guys need to reach us, again, therapyinsiders@gmail.com, at therapyinsiders, at JoeDPT, at the OMPT on Twitter. The comments have been awesome. I get a ton of emails asking really cool questions and reaching out from new grads to students to DPTs that just have been emailing saying they're fans of the show. We really, really appreciate that. It's really cool to hear your stories and why you keep listening. I mean, it's only helps us get better and deliver the information that you want to hear. Check us out on iTunes as always. Please leave us a review. I know every week we get more and more, which is great. That means at least some of you are listening, so appreciate that. Just type in Therapy Insiders on iTunes. And next week, we got some really cool guests, and we also will also be making some cool announcements about UpDoc Media, our new media company, in which we'll be having more podcasts and some content creation for you guys and some webinars. So we'll make a few announcements about that in the next podcast. So stay tuned. And again, Sharon, thanks a lot. And we'll keep you posted on what we hear about #ProjectPT.
Thank you. I want to hear about it.
And talk to you guys next time.